So let's do, let's start with number three. When I did two pages of this piece. He has a third page, which I thought was going over some of the points again. So I didn't photocopy that one. Let's go. Chazal Amru. Tam Shonim Shal Inyan Dalad Kosos. If you're in Lekach Vadiba, we'll be on page Mem Ches, and ours is on the third page. Chazal told us different reasons for why we have four Kosos. What are the four reasons? Keneged Dalashonah Shal Geula V'Od. Right, the most famous one is the four different Lashonahs of Geula that talks about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Aval Adayin Yesh Lahavin Inin Dalad Kosos Shal Yain Daika. Why wine? Why don't we do it of orange juice? Why don't we do it on? So we know there are different concepts always of wine, but we have it by all of the mitzvahs, by bris, by eris, and so on. It's always a great question, why wine? And really, every Friday night, if you ever have somebody over your house who doesn't have to be somebody who's new to Torah mitzvahs, ask anybody, what's so special about wine? So some people say, I mean, you're happy, okay? You got to find a deep reason. Haprit tzadik, mevar inin kos shal yain behavdala. The concept of a kos shal yain by havdala. Hello, the simcha maza osa, right? We know. Kalas, what does simcha do for you? Hello, motzei shabbos magishim ha vay avda nefesh. Right, Chazal tells us that we have a feeling that we've really lost our neshama yisera. It's a downtime. Somebody's down, you give him a cup of wine. This is something that comes along with happy times. What do you mean? There's a kos shal havara, right?
Yeah, I mean, in Gemara in Ksuvos, it talks about
right. What they do by kosher is there's a kos of avelas. Good question. But so he says, what is a pshat? She'inin has simcha. What's the simcha? Huma she'adam zoche lehargish inyan havdala. What's the joy over here? The joy is the person has clear lines, defined and delineating what is Kaddush, what is it? Ki Avdala ba mevibay hadas. Where does Avdala come from? Which brach of davening do you say? Atachanatanu das. It's all about das. Avdala ba mevibay was on the third page. Sorry. Ki Avdala ba mevibay das. The Avdala comes from an increasing, an influx of understanding, of knowing, of knowledge, of depth of thought. Ki deisa biyashami tilchein kavu Avdala bechonin hadas. That's why you put Avdala in the third bracha. The fourth bracha, excuse me. If a person isn't looking into intellectually, there's no such concept of Avdala. So a person has this das, and so Avdala could come along with it. The reason why we have a coast, even though we're living on the Shabbat Yisera, the reason why we're so happy is we can feel the difference between Shabbos and the rest of the week. And that, even though we're losing something, even though we are going through the process, which is a loss of Yenashama Yisera, still you're happy because you could be Mavchen. That is like there's an intellectual joy in, there's this and there's that. And I can make a line between, I know it's right and I know it's wrong, or I know it's higher level, I know it's lower level, whatever the concept is. Avodas HaKodesh or Avodas HaChol, whatever the different Avodas
are. We're going down, Kedusha.
We are. But we're happy in that we can tell the difference in itself. That point is what brings joy to a person. To be able to tell the difference between good and bad. Even if he sees himself sliding sometimes. But at least he knows where he is.
You're saying that knowledge itself
yes.
is
yes.
worthy of some sort of...
Ein das of Dalamanai?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Simcha mitzad riba hedas, she yeshlo, she zocha lahargish, ze havdala. The simcha is from the more das that you could understand that there is something to separate between. Vaderech ze yesh levar in arba kosos shel yain. So he says he wants to say this is pshat on the Leil of Seder. Ki hakosos heim al shem havdala. Kosos are coming from havdala. Ki yesh dalid havdalos. I am sachem kuf dalid. Right? Hamavdu ben kodesh l'chol ben orlo choshev chen yisrael amin. Hamavdu ben kodesh l'chol ben orlo choshev ben yisrael amin ben yim ha-shvi l'shesh l'malse. That's the last one. Ukeneged ilo havdalos tignu dalid kosos. The Haggadah is one long havdala. That's an unbelievable thought. Well, what does that mean? Visa b'medvish, shahadas mischalik ba'arba mekomos. There are four places that das is divides. Eilu dalet nekuroi shahadas ba'adam, mevin adam dalet hakoroi shalavdal. These four parts in a person's mind where he can make separations is what allows him to make these four separations that happen in the world, that are in the world. Behem, him, dalakosos, and each one has a kos that celebrates. And I'm just going to go through them. Kos rishon, shel kiddush kadesh, right? Hu havdala, ben kiddush l'chol, ben kiddush l'chol. It was chol, and I'm celebrating that now. It's good that's Yom Tov, and so that's my first one. I celebrate. Kosheni shnemar arseda hagadav gulis mitzayim who have dolah ben or lechoshech. The kosheni, which is all said all through Magid, we're talking about the whole difference in the whole process of us coming out. There's a difference from going from darkness to light, right? We start with our lowliness, and we end up on somewhere up high. Golis hanim shulalayla vechoshech vaguula shuor. Golis is compared to night, darkness, and gula is light. Mafelel or gadol, we went from the darkest of the dark to the greatest light. V'zeh havdala haya, v'zeh havdala haya b'gulas Mitzrayim. This separation was in the redemption from Mitzrayim. Kos gemel, nema b'rechas mazon. What's that? Ala suda she'ochlim be'emtza halal. This is one of the unbelievable concepts. Is it going to say? Oh, great! Yes, he says it. K'mayim ha'emer emes. Everybody asks a question. How can it be we sit down to a meal in the middle of halal? In the middle of Hallel. And you know what? Let's crack, crack some bread, bring in some wine, you schmooze. What's going on? What do you guys say? Good Chassidish answer.
It has to be part and parcel of Hallel.
Oh, give the man a hug. Here, Grace. It's worth it for you to come just for that. It's not a hefsek, mash ochel asuda b'emtza, the yudim ha'amil. Shazah chelik me'etzim ha'halo. That is halo. That's halo. That is part of it. Amru chazal, im psachim, kizayis apischa v'hilula paka igra. It says a kizayis of, okay, forget, there's whole drushes about what this means. But a kizayis of Pesach and halo, it knocks off the roof, is really what it literally means. It
but
rips
according
up.
To the theory, the kos must be separating between two important concepts.
Oh, so
one
that's
is
what
the past and the future.
Oh, whoa, so what's that saying? You have ben kodesh l'chol, ben or l'chol shech. What's next? Ben yisrael la'amim, and then liyum shvila shes ma'asa. So we're looking to see if this what this can do for us between ben yisrael la'amim.
What is halal divided between the past and the future?
Right. Oh, you're right. The first half and the second half. Right. That's what you're trying to say. Yeah. The first half.
I don't know. If
the how? What? What is the parallel?
What David says here.
He didn't say yet. He didn't say yet what the halal is doing. He only said he's first saying how can it be that the su'udah is part of the of things? It says it is. It's part of parcel of the halal. Do you like heat? You like heat?
Yeah.
So shishneim inin el. So he says, what does it mean? Pesach and the Hilula, they do these things together. Shishneim inin echad. Both the carbon Pesach, the eating, and the halal are the same kind of thing. On page 4, we skipped some pages. We started on page 3. So on page 4, here's page 1. Su'uda shal ish yisrael, a Jew at a meal who avodas Hashem yisbarach. That's godly service.
There's something interesting that occurs to me when you just said.
I probably misspoke. I'm just lying.
No. I remember years ago learning something that said that. You're not allowed to have, what was the term that was used? Siach batala during the Seder, because you say the bracha, and the bracha is specifically on the Haggadah, and the Haggadah does not include
right, so a real brisket wouldn't talk, right?
So
you're not a real brisket.
And maybe it was regarding the tool that taught it to me, I'm not sure. Right. It's been years ago since I learned.
So it says in some of the Sefer Halacha that you're supposed to be with Ema, it should be with COVID, with the
that
heaviness.
That would fit in here with
yeah,
the same
in the
concept.
Context.
Yeah.
But Mitzad Sheni, Halal is not, is even though there is weight to it, but it's a very joyous time.
Absolutely.
There can't be a steerer between it being a serious and a joyous time. It can be serious and joyous at the same time. Look at me. Okay. Right. I heard that. Shock all these guys. Okay. Fine. Okay. So, but you're right. Thank you. V'zeh havdala. Third line. V'zehu havdala ben yisrael la'amim. This is the separation we're like right over here. V'zehu havdala ben yisrael la'amim. This is he's saying all the four coasts. The third coast is, we did ben kodesh l'chom. We did ben or l'choshech. Ben yisrael la'amim. Why? Goy. Okay, I've heard this concept before, and the truth is, I don't have enough. My mother has a PhD in comparative religion. I'm going to ask her, but I've heard that this concept is true. They have a problem with, they need an intermediary. They need an intermediary in order to connect. So we could talk about that. What's the difference between? Well, they say that you know you can't have a sheker only is a sheker if it has a little bit of emes in it. So there has to be some sort of intermediary. Not like okay, not getting involved. But the fact that a Jew can step into Shmona Esrei wherever he is. We just spent 5 hours in Allstate Arena at a Wolves game with 15 kids. Okay, I came back literally at 45 or 40. I pulled up in front of my house, went upstairs, washed my face, changed my shirt. And I'm here. But I stepped into a mincha 4 minutes after, 5 minutes after Shkia. Okay? I stepped into mincha, but you can walk off the street and step into a mincha. He could say atah in a davening. It refers to God in second person.
I davened in the parking lot.
Oh, there you go. So I
we've davened in many.
Oh, yes, you were there. Wasn't that a great game? Okay, we're talking afterwards. So you can have that concept that it could be part. That he's right there with you, and more than that, that your avodas hagashmis can be holy in itself. In physical acts, even more than just being able to step into it, but in the physicality there itself, there's holiness. That's I think I've told you this story like 5 times about the Apter Rebbe. The Apter Rebbe used to have these huge sudos. Come on. I for sure told this to you guys. He's going to roll his eyes. No, he's for sure going to roll his eyes. But they have huge sudos, and he's a very big person. And he would eat, and he would eat, and eat, and then he'd start crying. He'd start crying, go over to eat a piece of meat, and he'd say, I'm sorry, I can't eat you. I'm sorry, I can't eat you a piece of meat. I also say, I'm sorry, I can't eat you. But, sorry, and one to another. Hey, there's an Avodas HaKodesh. There is an Avodas HaKodesh in eating. When we first got married, so we went up to Tzvas. Bez Hashem, I'm hoping my wife lets me go back to Tzvas. But we after our Sheva Brachos, we took a honeymoon for a couple of days in Tzvas, stayed by some friends, and they gave us 2 bowls and 2 cups. They said, these are Achila Bekdusha bowls. Achila Bekdusha bowls. To let you know that there's Avodas HaKodesh in your eating. Well, I'm very holy. Okay, yeah.
That's why we make a bracha.
Yeah, a bracha is part of it. Yeah, being Minnesota.
So we're not stealing from Hashem.
Yes, that's certainly true. That's a, but you're only that's a litvish pshat. You're only halfway there. We'll give you a couple of chimes. We'll get you going. Okay. So they can't understand it. Isa b'gemara says in the gemara sheshlanim einam kreivim b'vnei noach. A non-Jew can't bring a shlamim. Why? Because a shlamim is a thing that a normal grubby yid will eat. No such thing as a grubby yid. As a simple Jew eats it, so he can't conceptualize how a carbon can be eaten by a human being, so he can't bring it. He can't understand. He can only understand only something which is entirely consumed, eaten on the mizbeach, destroyed on the mizbeach. Shlamim that you eat and he eats and human beings. What are you guys doing? That makes some shalom between the worlds. He can't get it. That there's a voda in this. And through a human being eating your carbon, that's where our kapur comes out. That a kohen eats, and then the kapur comes through that. A kohen is like a mizbeach. It says somebody who's a tamal chacham is nana from the suda, or he eats from the suda with a tamal chacham. It's like he brought karbanos. What does that mean? I don't know, but it means something. Okay, so it means that a yid is a yid who has his mind in the right place, and a yid who has his heart in the right place is a mizbeach. Like we said a couple times from the Nefesh HaChaim, that the mizbeach is supposed to be a map. It's supposed to be a map for a human being. It's supposed to be a model, a mold for a human being. The person is supposed to look at the mizbeach and see the way he's supposed to, different things are supposed to fit in his life. So the mizbeach eating is supposed to be a dogma of what a Jew does when a Jew eats. They talk about the Bali Musr, how the, I think they spun out of the Arthur Slobodka. It says that when people saw him eat, which is very rare, I don't think that people usually saw him eat in public, but he didn't look like he was feeding himself. He looked like he was feeding another person when he ate. He wasn't in the food, you know, it's him giving to somebody else. It looked like, did not look like he was eating. Look like he was feeding somebody when he fed himself. It's a whole different world.
He's eating to live and not living to eat.
Yeah, but there's a royalty in it. Well, that's almost like by the Hasidim. They eat so that they can daven, so they don't daven so that they can eat, right?
Right.
But yes, agreed. Yeah. Okay, v'shachilas yisrael al taka d'rachmona. It's on the God's table. Taka's a table. Ze yafshir. It's a good question. Why is taka called a table? You could Google good director on that one. Ze yafshir legoy lahasik. A guy can't get it. So our halal, which has a suda right in the middle, that this is part of the halal. That kos, he's not going to get. That there's work, there's godly work in your eating. The gashmis of a Jew is holy. It's something you serve Hashem through. And that is the difference between a Yid and a non-Jew and a Goy. The third kos which went on that part is exactly this. It says in benching, and here's a vert you can bring with you all year. Whenever you go to somebody's house and they say, "Okay, please say the vert," you say, we're about to bench, and we're going to say emes. Hello, Yosin Ochan Shahaya Kasev v'tavarech belashin tzivoy v'lo belashin memela. It says, and you'll eat, and you will be fulfilled, and you will bless. It says, and thou shalt bless. It should say, mevarasham shachila b'kedusha. Somebody who eats with his mind and heart in the right place, he's eating in a state of holiness. He's not sunken into it. Achila kazu shall peris eretz Yisrael asher lo b'miskenes toichal b'alechem. They can't eat it in a down state. Hari etzem ha'achila maybe la'adam kedusha. The eating brings a person to a level of kedusha. And maybe also lebracha l'Hashem Yisbarach. It brings you to birchas hamazon. Your birchas hamazon. Okay, we got a bench. Okay, so we're finished. So we have to bench now. No, it is a natural consequence from yisuda. Danny, you have to dance. Okay, afterwards. Fine. But that is, your food is supposed to, when you take it, have a l'chaim. You had a l'chaim by Kiddush on the Shabbos morning? The natural consequence. Yes, we did. We had more than one. The natural consequence. You had, I won't tell people how many you had, but the natural consequence of those schnapps, of those l'chaims, was a brain of fishes. Isn't that unbelievable, Mike? You're not dancing.
Yeah, but he's talking about, and I think it's a nicer way to say it.
Yes.
A nice way to say it is that
it's okay,
I'm talking about mamish eating a meal, because that brings you to one of the only brachos that I mean I tell about.
Look at the litvak. Give it to me again. You have to pull me back down in order to say this Torah.
That benching is one of the only brachos in the Torah.
Agreed.
So eating. Not just to say Baruch Nefesh. Okay, the Rabbanim made a. They should say Baruch Nefesh.
You're saying that Hadgasha emphasis is this, where we see this is, and maybe you're saying maybe it only is. That's a real good look back. The only place it is where Taka says it, is in the Birchas Hamazon of a Deraisa. Oh, I like it. Shkoich. I think that. Oh yeah, v'shapik siv v'chalta v'savato v'savato v'ideze memelo v'vachto. It could, you ate and you fulfilled, and of course you benched. Not that you have to bench, but you benched. That's that vert you can take with you all year long. Ubelel Pesach, kol adam bali de darga shalachila kazu. On Leil Pesach, we're all there. Hamatzahu maichal asher lo b'miskenos. That we're not eating when we're in a down situation. Ein ba sakana ve'ein ba tarovus. It doesn't have anything dangerous in a spiritual sense, and it doesn't have any mixture of anything negative, shlili, something that can drag us down. Ve'achil kazu, maybe it's utterly de bracha, and that will bring us to our benching. Ve'chalta zuachilas matzah. Ve'savata zuafikomen hanechal ala sova. Uve'vachta ayadi achilas elu bali de bracha bracha la'Hashem Yisbarach. You dancing, Doc? Inside. Ve'vesvas emes. Mavur Odiosem. Svasama says even more. This was, who said this? This is also the. Do you guys read? This is the Svasama's also.
I think it was also
Svasama's. Yeah, it was the Svasama's. Earlier he quoted the Imre MS. All the Gerebebes. Svasama says, Mavur Odiosem. Ki. Uvarachta koi al guf ha'achila. That not just that it brings you afterwards to a bracha, but the eating itself, asha'achila, hubikdusha. Ve'achalta v'sevata. V'ze gufa hu uvarachta. This is a bracha. This is an avodas Hashem. It's not that, okay, you do my physical things and then my spiritual thing even comes male. Or it's not two steps. It is uvarachta. That will be that you have blessed. V'chein hu achila shal el pesach says hakin isa b'shla hakadosh shasuda shal el pesach hu kusudas lev yasan. Mesh Mashiach. V'hu kin metame yitzchak shal el pesach. You're going to get the Reach of Gan Eden.
Oh, sorry.
V'zeh b'chas ha-mazun de la Pesach. As b'chas ha-mazun tonight is. V'zeh m'ru al ha-hevdol. Ben Yisrael Amim. The difference between a Jew and a non-Jew is Ben Guf Shal Ish Yisrael Amim, is to be able to tell this difference in the physical things between holiness and sukkos. Ravi, who have done Ben Yom Shvila Shishis Me'amase, Yom Shekulo Shabbos. What are we shooting for when we say Yom Shekulo Shabbos? Yomos Mashiach. Asa Lovay. Hi, Kois Ravi Nemar Al Chelik Hasheni Shel Ahal. Shekol Kulo Hu Havtacha Al Ha'asid. Thanks, Alan. That's you, dude.
You're welcome.
Kosuvia Shiposkan Bobishvo Hamascha, Kosuvi Hanikwa Koshal Yahu, because there we have Dalabin Yemashvila Shishima Masa Yemashabis, Shumain Olam Haba. May Rabbi Israel Shahim Bnei Olam Haba, Shem Shayecham Isman, Shumain Olam Haba. I think we'll stop with this one. Okay.
How does he associate the Kosuvi with Shabbos?
So if the second half of Hallel, like Alan pointed out to us, is all about the future. It's all about Las Lovey.
The problem he says Koshavi, what was it just a minute? Koshavi Anikra Koshavario. Koshavario is not Koshavi.
Excellent. So you're asking Kosh Chamishi?
Yeah.
What's the answer? I don't know.
And if I don't know. I'm asking it as a question. They
say it when they eat it very nicely. I don't know. They should say it when they don't eat it nicely.
They say I'll think about that.
Okay,
I think about that.
Okay.
I think he's just saying Pashut, that forget about the all the Torah, about the five Kosas, or there's a fifth language of whatever. Lemaisa, the Kos Shel Eliyahu comes during the period of
saying
Shema
Hamasa.
So he's saying it doesn't mean that Kos Shel Eliyahu, that we call Kos Shel Eliyahu.
No, I think he does. I don't think he means that the fourth Kos is the Kos Shel Eliyahu. I think
but
he's just
it
saying
with
that
the fourth Kos.
Yeah,
because we're talking about Geula.
So it's not my only problem with that, Michael, is the fact he's very medactic in what he writes.
I understand.
The language is very carefully written.
Inconsistent.
He specifically says, I mean, they push a shot in what he says.
Okay, I want to be misspelling on it.
Well, but we do open the...
Don't let me go.
We are opening the door while we're having the...
Yeah, that's true. So that's what it says, Shvoi Chamascha, right over there. But I'm thinking, I want to look it up because I know there's raid that they talk about that they three that kosos, and when you have a foursome, it's always very challenging what the fourth one is because the three are always easy. You can say Kohen, Levi, Saul, Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Whenever it's four, it's always challenging. Well, of course the imahis, but they don't show up as much. So I want to know if that's something to do. I don't know. I will. Thanks. I like the question. Okay. So that's one piece. The four kosos are the four parts of Dola. I wouldn't do the first one, especially with Doc here. He'd get upset at me. The second one, like I said, it has lots of gematrias. I don't know if you guys are into gematrias. Yeah, you want to do one gematria? We'll do one gematria. A little bit lighter.
I will say, this must be a good safer. I see he quotes the Zidane many places.
He does, yeah, there you go. Azulai. There you go. Very good. So we'll do this one a little bit quicker. I'm not going to let you do the math. I did the math already, and it worked out. So, this is Svarma Kedoshim. We're on page 2. And I can let you draw also all the lines afterwards. Just know that the tsura is there. But this can fry your wires, whatever. Yisub is fine with says, Ayala Shlucha, I don't know who it is. Shedalid pa'amim kos yayin 4 times. Is gematria cheiros. You guys want to do the math? We can do the math really quickly. Cheiros is.
You mean kos 4 times
the word,
kos or
the
4
word
times kos yayin
times 4?
Kos yayin 4 times. Multiplied by 4.
Before, but after.
You have four good glasses.
You can do it. You're the mathematician over here. One second. Okay.
It's, cool,
it's true. I did the math already. And it really is true. Ukemo chen, Isa, shegimu pamim lechamoni. Gematria cheiros. So both of those equal cheiros. Each one. Dehainu, shaydei mitzvah selayla, shehem hakelim laor shel cheiros. However, line is right. Hashem gives us. Everybody asks the question. Why is on Shavuos you don't have a cheftza of a mitzvah? Or why is it on Shabbos? There's no cheftza. On Pesach, you have matzos, you have the arbakosos, sukkis, you have the arbaminim, sukkah. Shabbos, you have nothing. On Shavuos, you have nothing. So you're talking about the concepts of things being higher than any kli. A kli can't hold it. Or you don't need a kli, so it's right there in your face. It's not like an antenna that you need to, you hit the, you know, the antenna will bring down the signal. No, you don't need that. But these have these kelim. That's what these things are. Through them, zochem lecheres. Somehow, between the three and these three lechem onis. And if four kos yayins, you're going to come to cheres. V'yesh lomar sheidei hamatzah zochem lecheres haguf, the most physical base things. V'yedei yayin, which influences a person's spirit, zochem lecheres hanefesh. V'ze avodas halayla. You have to get to these two levels. One of that your body is free, and the other one your soul. He has another piece. We have to maybe we'll see it afterwards. Two levels of geula on page 12. If you want to make a note, where he talks about the two levels of geula, one of the nefesh and one of the guf. But he actually says that nafshi, we are already free. Okay. Isa b'mishnah. Here goes. Hakina v'tayve v'kovid v'tzinis adam min ha'olam. Right? Jealousy. Want of physical investment, like being invested in physical pleasures. And kavod, they take a person out of this world. Kimel dram elu, we all know what it means. What does it mean, taking out of this world? Mafriin ches olam. It means a person isn't free, he's bound. V'neged kimel elu anulochim kimel matzos. Each one is supposed to break one of these. He's telling you, explaining to you now how the gimel matzos are breaking these things. And you could understand, if you understand that matzah is this concept of anava, so if those things, it cuts right through kina, it cuts through taiva, and it cuts through kavod. Right? So lishbar mida achas elu gimel hamidus. Isa b'svam shah gimel matzos in neged avam yisrael yaakov. Also parallel these three, and this is going to help you understand how it breaks those midas. Ha gimel avos him koach neged gimel elu gimel midus rise. The three avos fight these three things. Isa b'pri tzadik, the tzadik of the blin, says, ki elu gimel midus ra'os him hashoresh shall which three averos? Gimel averos chamuris. Shalem chayvim mesiris nefesh, right? Gilu raish shvichas damim, and vodazar, and you can actually draw those parallels pretty easily between the three. If you'd ask me, I'd say taiva. Well, okay, kina is going to be, I think, shvichas damim. Taiva is going to be gilu raish, and kavod is going to be connected to vodazar. We can go into longer share about that. Mesura b'sifek konmunim shagimul avos hakadoshim hamakorch limsur nafshri al elu gimul averos. Again, so it's bringing the others back in and saying it fights those three avos, the three heavy ones. Meila muvan gam ken ki hem koach neged amidus elu. Ayde hagimul matzos shorvim elu amidus. Okay, almost there. Hagimul matzos. He's going to do one last gematria piece, but you're going to see if you want to make a chart of these things, it could be part of a real big piece of Torah. Hagimul matzos hem neged koan levi v'yisrael koan hutigas amidus hakavod kedaksiv lekavod ulus teferes. His avoda is. Right, the big Dakotash is the kavod ulot teferes. That's where he shines in. So he could conquer the concept of bad kavod. Levi hu avodas tikun hakina k'moshim tzinu b'korach v'adasoi shenichshul b'kina. That means that's their weak point. That means that's what they're here to fix. B'zeh simne ki zeh avodasam ki b'zeh nisnasu. You must be that this is their avoda because that's what they were. That they were tested in. V'yisrael b'klalam yeshlam avodah l'takin midas ha-taiva. And a normal Jew, yeah, that's what he has to work on. Levatel ha-taiva ha-gashmi, to nullify that yearning for gashmis, the geshmak ha-gashmis, l'hutzim and ha-koach l'poel, and to bring to from potential into actualization ha-poel ha-nafshi cholas ha-vesach. The concept of Hashem, really all I really want is ruchnis. Here's one last gematria, ha-kinev ha-taiva ha-kovid, b'gematria, Tov, Reish, Chav, Zayim, 627. Gimel pa'amim lechem only. You see that? Kina, Taiva, and Kavod. You can do the math on that one. Their gematria is 627. Gimel pa'amim lechem only. Im gimel amatzos oyla tov reish chav zayim. So again, the numbers we had before, the gematria and the cheres, those were all 624. Did you do the math on those? They were 624. But they are. These are going to be chevros and three times lachamoni. And four times kos. Either one of those three, they're all equal to 624. But here we have 627. So 627 is the concept of three matzos lachamoni and the matzos themselves. That's three more. So that's the 627 is a gematria of kina, taiva, and kavod. Unreal. Okay. Sha'al yada mevatlin koach shal eil gimel midas. Is anybody doing the math? Okay. Oh, you got 624.
No, I...
Oh, you just listened to me. Okay, but it's really there. Chayrus, you can see it very easily, because the resh in the top is already 600, and then the yud is 610, and the vav and the ches is another 14, so 624. So chayrus is very easy. Okay. But I did do the math. So that's like if you want to, you know, give some brain... what are they called? Twisters? What are they called? Twisters? Okay. Another one I liked very much was the kittel one. Is anybody into the kittel? Do you guys all wear kittel?
Yeah.
Good, because he has three mahachim in Kittur, which is a very, very, very good shmach.
I think the son-in-law will be the odd man out for that one.
Why?
I don't think it works.
That's interesting.
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay,
we'll
find out.
I haven't okay. been a seder with it. So.
Oh, okay, cool. We'll find out. Okay, awesome. So some people do it only if they're leading their
product. Is it a brisker minute?
I think not. Yeah, but, I was guessing. If I had to guess, I would just guess off the top of my head. But, okay, so you here, you can rub it in. You can rub it in, like, when he's saying the story. Okay. Three concepts in Kittel. Ready? Nahug, on page, we're on page 7. We're going to turn a couple of pages. Here it goes. And then we'll do the one after that, I think, also is a very important one. Page 9 is also going to be important. Nahug, we call it. Do you want Kittel? Here it goes. Nahug, we call it. Lomer Hanusach Kaddish. Wenn die Tate kommt daheim von Schul, tut sich in a weißen Kittel.
Ohne
weißen Kittel, thank you. When the Tate comes home from Schul, he puts on a white Kittel. You do it, and by the Chassidim, the Machbid, like they said, one of the Meisim, the Machbid, to by each one of the parts of the Seder, they say in Yiddish what's going to happen by that Seder. There's a story I read it from a Biderman, but I don't remember who the Meisim was. One of the Sami said he was by one of the Gedolim by a Seder, and by each one he'd say what it meant. When it came to Shulchan Aruch, he just said Shulchan Aruch. They didn't say, we bring out the food and we eat, and then it didn't say anything.
You didn't learn the first piece we
get. Which is so Kaddish, right? That's, so they asked him, what's all the other simanim you speak it out? And he says, listen, when it's my avodah, I repeat to myself. When it's my wife's avodah, it's not my job to give a muslah to tell her what to do with it. She'll deal with it, you know, it's her, that's her part. No read for me, okay. It's a good Musa Haskell, especially for the night of Seder, when frustrations come down high because people are rushing and the kids and they talk. Okay, it's one of the things that Tzvi Meyer constantly speaks about in these holy times, in these auspicious times, is that the Yitzhar tries to hap you on the holy times. He will want you to get frustrated on Rosh Hashanah, the guy behind you is damning too loud. Whereas you know how damaged when I ask fate like this, guy, you hear every word. You're like, get me out of here. Or the kid next to you, you know, he sneezes all over your suit. Like that is what the Yetzer Hara goes for. It's really connected to this speech which we're not going to see, but one liner. This is a very serious Zionistic topic. He says, even though he brings a Baal Yechahin Pa'er, I don't know who it is, but he says it on that even though going to Eretz Yisrael is the most holiest thing, but and I give this as a mashup to some of my kids tonight on the way back. If one of you kids, I told the guys in the car, he said, you want to pick on the rabbi's son. You know what I mean? These guys are the wimpy, nerdy kids, you want to pick on him, fine. But you pick on him in the playground, you can pick on him on the street, on the school bus. By the time you pull up in front of the rabbi's house, or if you're in the rabbi's shul, if you have the chutzpah to pick on the rabbi and the rabbi, what chutzpah? I'm going to answer this all Wednesday. You're going to do a chait in the palace? You're going to say Lashon Hara in my house? Scary stuff, dude. Scary
I told you, my wife's on your flight.
You, I think you mentioned that.
Which flight are you on?
On Wednesday, 11 a.m. 1 a.m. 1 p.m.
Where's going to Canada?
You're Canada.
Oh, I'm going. I'm glad United.
We have to have a lechaim over there. Comes with something. Okay, so here it goes. So this so says, Eretz Yisrael, you're in the king's palace. You better watch out, buddy.
Tell that to the people on Knesset.
You don't. She's not listening to me. Okay, so he says you say this nusach of when the tach comes home from shul, he puts on a white kettle. Tzaddikim, they're makpid to say this. What's up with this? They're just, you know, repeating these simple words. There has to be something here. There's some high concept in the levisha of a kittel. It's going to this is true. You can tell by the way a person dresses, right? You say the clothes make the man. Every time you dress a certain way, there's a concept. You're supposed to have clothes special for davening. You know that? Shachris, minchamar, you're supposed to put on a suit or something different. That's what some people say, Dafka put on a gartel. They have a special one baggage at least. They put on a tie or something.
Bekesha.
They put on bekesha, right? Put on whatever you need for davening. It's in Shulchan Aruch, it's not me. The Gemara. But you see that the Lavush is going to do something for the night. It's going to touch up what the night is about. In a kitten with Rubataz, Shuki in Big Day Mason. Okay, in the brackets it says, so therefore an Avo can wear it. Upirish Dvar Hagon Reb Shimon Shvab, Zatzal, Zecher Tzadok V'Recha, Ki Anu Yoidim, Asher Lefnei Pridas Adama Olam. When a person's on his, you know, drawing his last breath, his last breaths, right? Kasheb also Eis Yitzaves Banaves Be'Yabesar Achruam, and that's the time he'll take to make sure he to pass on to his descendants exactly what's most important to him. Oz Yitabe Rak Emes. The person, well, he's not going to make jokes. V'Yisapu Levanav Amitus Yimechayov. They'll tell him the truths of his life. Udvam HaChashub Ma'adlam Od, one of the most important things. Ki Heim HaDvarim B'Leil HaSeder. Kein Heim HaDvarim. Same thing, you put on a kittel to remind you of your last breaths. All of Ladas, when a Yid sits down by the Seder, he has to know. Not just reading through these words, it cannot be a Nashim Milamada, it can't be just doing things because we're used to doing it, then we have to get through it. No, you have to speak to your kids with your full heart. He has to hand over the truth of the Mesorah. In Aramaic, Nagid is Belashon Hamshacha, to draw. What's the reason when we're in Magid? Tonight's your night, Doc. Tonight's your night. Hi, and the merit of this night, they will be drawn to Avodas Hashem. Right, with all the negunim, that pasuk appears Rashi al banim b'shvil banim. What does it mean? Veheshiv avos al banim. For the sake of the children, is that the lev avos are turned. The reason why the fathers come back is in order to draw the kids back. That concept of last lovely, same thing as on the night of Pesach. Pesach means to leap. You could jump, you know, they say there's a generation gap. Pesach, you jump over the generation gap. That's the leaping you're doing. His carvis hadoros vaicholus lahashav abanim al avos. It's an opportunity. There's a special skula to connect.
What do you have to do with the dead?
Because on the Yemei Hamisa is when you give over the most core.
I understand. So yes. Why, what's the connection between Yemei Hamisa?
So he's saying that tonight is the night of the Masorah. You have to give it with that same, I don't know, soberness, but impact. With that same like seriousness,
with the same credibility.
Credibility is right, certainly true. Thank you. And they could, when they, it will hit them. And it says there's a special school for tonight to be lahagid lahamshech, to be moshech them. Great night. Okay, can you smile? Thank you. Because of hachidah, says the chitza. I have half a bottle of bourbon. I got to bring out of it. Okay, because of hachidah, the says of Azulai, of David Azulai.
Chaim Yosef David.
Chaim Yosef David. It wasn't Chametz Goyim. Yeah, right. We spoke about this. Shemuva b'sipur. Oh, this is crazy. You guys ready for a crazy story? Who's what does Reish Chesvav stand for? It's a person. Chaim Vital. The Talmud of the Rizal. Right? Anything we have from the Rizal, it was written down by Chaim Vital. He's a scribe. B'sipur Harav Chaim Vital should be Yamav. In his days, he brings this story. A dibuk came into her from a Gilgal. And when the Rizal came in, so she turned her face to the wall. And she shouted out. The dibuk shouted out. Her town is a why am I turning my face to the wall? Kivan shu Rasha, that the dibuk is a Rasha. I can't look at a tzaddik. The kedusha, the aura of a tzaddik is too great, and the Rasha has to turn away. And when they asked the woman, the dibuk, what you know, there has to be a Pesach, there has to be some opening. How'd you get in? What did she do wrong? On Alehem says the Dibuk, Shibalel HaSeder, Vishah Shesipru Binyan Yitzis Mitzrayim, when they're talking about Yitzis Mitzrayim, Ha'isa Chaser Le'isha HaZois Hemuna Be'amitas HaSipur. She didn't believe entirely. She had like these questions. Oh, come on, this is so true. Right? She's like,
what's this got to do with the white
kittle? He's telling you that this is the night of opportunity to draw the children, to draw the next generation. Val Adam Ladas. Ki mutal alav Alan, it's incumbent on Alan. Chiyuv lesapir ba'oifin kazeh. You have to say the story in a way. Shemavur lekol. Everybody will be clear to them. V'yizgal levana v'levesa. Everybody in family will know. Amitas advarim v'yaminu ba'ashem. V'yidei emun azos yimshach libam le'amun atohira ba'ashem v'tirasa. Dude, you're not shivering? I'm shivering.
I'm still trying to figure out where to avoid kid though.
I told you, that's the seriousness. That's just saying, you have to give it over with that kind of... It rings so true that there won't be any doubts.
It's only because we decided the white kittel was serious.
You're right. According to the Taz, it says... It's
the white kittel is like
Tachrisha. Zechiris Yimei Misa. Exactly right.
Yeah,
okay. You want to argue with the Taz?
All right, so that's one of three.
With David Lee, oh, what? Let me
check. Right, but the problem is that once you have these others,
yeah,
which will tell you that the kittel stands for something else, it's yeah, hard to think of the kittel. I mean, when I wear a kittel...
Yes.
Well, I do understand that it's also tachricha, but I focus more on the
positive
game halachim and the positive things. So I'm not thinking that. So someone else seeing me in a kippah is not necessarily going to associate. Oh, he must be telling the MS because.
No. Well, yeah, this isn't for the
or even to be mis or me.
But why that song? So why not?
I'm just saying, Lemaisa, I focus on...
One second, there's no... Lemaisa is still a week away. There's no Lemaisa. Lemaisa is past tense. This is not past tense. This is... you have a week. I got 4 days to do tshuva to go to Eretz Yisrael, and you have a week to do tshuva to... Okay, I also have to do that tshuva. Your tshuva, I also have to do.
Kittel also reminds of Yom Kippur. Kippur is also like time of amnesty. There's no messing around. Last time of tshuva.
No messing around. No jokes. There's a story where there's one of the tzaddikim who is a very, very serious. I heard this story from a Moshe Weinberger, but he's a very, very serious. I don't remember. It was a Kotzker. And there was some joker in town who made some sort of joke when he was around. Oh, and I think it was on Purim, and he had like a whole spiel, and he it was Ben Chasna. He made something like showing how he davened, like the static davened with his slavas, and he made fun of the way he made davened, the way he made kiddush, and the tzaddik got really upset there in the chasna. And he said, "Bein dam leitzanis, leitzanis." The guy, of course, like, stopped him. You know, that killed the party right there. But the joker, who's a shema person, he was a big person himself. He was no small. He wasn't just a joker. That's the way he made a. You know, they used to have bad chonin. They used to have such things.
They still have.
Not like the olden days.
All my wife's weddings. They all
okay, so they still have some.
Is your wife man? Her family. I mean,
But the old time bad chonin, they're usually big time minchah chonin. And so this guy was a big time. He went home and he wasn't feeling well. His head was hurting. Next day, very, very sick. And everybody realized it's because. This one of the rebels said something about, and they ran to the rebel and said, "Please help him." And he said, "I'll be fine, whatever." He's anxious. And they come back and he's getting sick. He's not helping. Finally, his wife comes screaming, "Tell you have to do something." So I'll tell you what. He's mamash on his deathbed. His mamash, he has a couple of minutes left. If he makes a joke on his deathbed, then I believe it was really lishma and he's really the person really tocho kabbalah. And so they ran over to see what's going on, and he's sitting there and he's like rattling, and he lets out, "Well, make room, my neshama's coming, make room." He made a joke right there on his deathbed, and so everybody, they ran back to the village. So they said, "It's okay, so be fine, I'm talking, it's fine." He says, "That's who the person was." They go, "No, but you didn't miss the we have two more. Okay, so we'll give you the recording. That's a gem. We are at 8:44. Okay, we'll hurry. Tam nosefes levishes hakitol b'lo Pesach. Another reason why we wear the kitol on the night of Pesach. Move it with svarim b'shem hara maral leprag zchusin aleinu. Says the maral, and according to some of the chassidim, the maral was the forerunner of chassidish thought. We have this with ger chassidim. I believe they learn a lot of marals. Shuhu ke'in habigdei lavan sheshimish behem akon gadol b'yem kapurim lefneim lefnai v'lefneim. the Kohen Gadol going to Kodesh Kodashim is a Ketel. V'hanu, she yeshivas Adam v'shulchan ha-seder, who in Yindugmas avodas ka-Kohen Gadol, lefnai v'lefnai, a Jew sitting by the seder, is the Kohen Gadol, the holiest person on the holiest day in the holiest place. U'mavur b'svar b'zor ha-Kodosh, shom lefnai ha-mir sa-Gadol, the Zor ha-Kodosh Zesh, ha-Kodosh Baruch Hu, Kodosh Baruch Hu, yored im kol ha-pamal yoshamala, l'shtatev b'seder, sh'ochem b'nei Yisrael. The all of Hashem and his legions, his family, they come down to join Jews in their Suuda. This Mamish Kodesh and Kadashim. God and everything is here at the table with you. They can be compared to what we say in the Gemara Tainis. Right, the first 7 days when Moshe took apart the Mishkan every day and he also did the Avodah. What clothing did he have? Now who said he had any special clothing? He had to do the Avodah. So what clothing did he have? Well, he had all the big Dekuna were only for the Kohanim. A white cloak which had no hem, so they wouldn't suspect him of stealing. But he was wearing a kittel. He wore a kittel. Ki'in ha-kittel. V'dayik b'zeh b'imei emes. Lama lo hisifu shemosha lavash avnet. Why don't you say, well, a belt? Why don't you have a kartel? Ula mashma mekan shemosha lo yetzorach na avnet. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't need a kartel. Kivan the call in and achagur. What do we have belts? Lehavs have been libel erva. It's Moshe Rabbeinu lo shayach kolze. He didn't have a concept of a belt. Kivan shayach. He didn't have either differentiation separation. Shayach Moshe legami megash mitzvah from the Scottish legami. He was completely holy.
Hate to be the Litvish spoiler.
You do not hate to be the Litvish spoiler. You actually enjoy it.
But he couldn't wear an avnet because wasn't that shayach?
What do you mean?
Was it avnet?
Havnet was one of the ones that were shot in this?
Yeah.
I think
so. So you can't, he's saying you can't do the heter of the Avodah.
He didn't have the mitzvah to say to do it.
Shemel. So I don't know if he's asking on the, one of the Havnet from the other begonim, because it doesn't say that he had, I'm sure he had Mechlesayim, but it doesn't talk about a hat either, but... You know, so I don't know why he picked on the Avnet. I mean, I think he's asking Stam. Just sounds like just a kittel. He wouldn't have a chiluk, so no, he doesn't need it. But I like the deal, keeping us honest, right? It says that everybody talks about how some people like to say how the Gra kept Chassidus alive, so Chassidus didn't go too far. How Shach kept Lubavitch alive, so Lubavitch didn't go too far. So we have Michael keeping us full. So Kimina Maimishisihu. It says by Moshe. What's his name? What's Moshe's name? Where's it come from? The Egyptian one in Bisya. Bisya, Basya, Batya, whatever you want to call her. Either way. She drew him from the waters. What does Maim represent?
So
Gashmias also in my Torah. Gashmias. But all Gashmias. Yes. Everything in this world depends on water. I know it says in my Torah. It says it depends on water. Water is a symbol. That's why on the Sukkot we're makbid on the nisach ha'mayim. That's the time of we're looking for rains. We're looking for kasha. That's the time of the tremendous bracha of the fields. Kimina mayim shisihu dahenu shemoshu beinu haya meshula legami magashu. He's drawn from the water. V'davizeh gam nirmas bechaluk lavan. That's also comes in the kittel apima demavurim bemaral shetzeva lavan. What is the color white? Ain lo gavan rakolo kolo gavanim. Gavan is.
Yeah, color.
Color. It is a composite of all colors. I think it shows up in a, what's it called, prism?
In a rainbow.
That light actually has, no color actually has, which is like white light, has all light in it, which is an interesting concept.
That's all the colors in it.
And how many colors are there in the rainbow?
Seven.
How many? Seven.
Well, it's got basic colors and then it's got shades.
Oh, okay, I don't know if there are shades, but there's seven basic colors. And the same thing is true, you're going to find with the Do Re Mi Fa Sol La Ti Do. With the two does, it is also seven. It's also seven. So this world is built on sevens. Okay. The white, which is, includes everything, is somehow removed from everything. I don't understand how that works. You are Moshe Rabbeinu in the Shiv Simei Emunah. You are the Kohen Gadol in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Doc. You are. You gotta dance. You guys dancing. I'm sitting as a challenge, right? Right? That's what every Jew has when he's wearing a kittel. Kittel is how pure your body is. Okay, same thing over there. You see some people say this Torah. So that's the second pshat. So the first pshat was that it's here to remind you how serious this night is and you have to give it over with your whole heart and soul. And it has to. Second one is that it's coming to tell you how great you are. You're like Moshe Rabbeinu, Shivas Meir Lum, and you're Kohen Gadol in the Kodesh Kodashim. Third one, Yishlomer. Ready? Bechina Acheres, Betam, Yishlom Bechina Acheres, Betam Levishas Ketel. Another reason. Al Derech, Mashu Isa Sipur, B'Shem, Rabbi Beis Yisrael, Ger Rebbe, Sosin Leinu, B'Shosh Shalavash as a Ketel. He put it on. Ki Bebeke Lavan, Rum Bevera Kovar Vav Bekesem. You see every stain on a white Ketel. Everything jumps out at you. Right? Kivan Shibalela Pesach, Matayim Menachem, Levi's Bnei Yisrael. Through the night of Pesach, there's a tremendous skula. That you really are clean. You are 100%. Mikolach HaToyim. You're like new. There's a first of the months. It's the first of the Chagim. You're completely refreshed. Right? That's they talk about how schwitzing through doing all the cleaning for Pesach cleans a person. One of the rebels, he said he locked himself up. He didn't do any of it. He hired people to clean everything. He locked himself up and learned Torah about all the high concepts for the Lel Seder. He said he never had such a weak Seder in his life. Next year he went back to working. He said he never felt so schwach. Your person has to invest in the gashmis and cleaning out the crevices. Oy. So v'nis alim heim k'moy b'mei yitzis mitzayim v'mit hashar tumah, and they go up. Like the time of Mitzvah Yisrael, from the Memtah Shari Tumah. V'alu Nishari Kedusha, all the way up to the top. That's what it says on the first night, Hashem took us out, did everything for us, and then He dropped us back and let us work towards Matan Torah. That's why we go to Shavuos. L'chein lov shem b'gdei lov v'laharei sh'olav li'zohir. We wear these things to show that we should be careful. Sh'yisharu b'gadu levinim. The concept of we should stay clean. This is a concept. Lishmor amadrega shekibov li'zohir sh'olav abim. You got something little Seder, don't lose it. Don't mess it up. Ubegadim hakavana limidos shlehem neslabishav. Neslabishav means a person, just like by begadim, a person dresses up in. Midos, the different things of way design for acts, is also called begadim. There's something that way a person interacts with the world. Kenechsiv hisiu habegadim hatzoyim me'alav. Take off the bad begadim means that he should fix his midos. Because merumas belishas a kittel, everything is tied into the kittel.